好，您可以开始了。
Okay, now we're on. Go around. Vrindavan has become 24 hours hot all of a sudden.
Vrindavan 现在是有24小时热。
I think it's getting up to like 40 degrees in the daytime.
就是Vrindavan现在天气越来越热了。早上大概每天大概最高温度有40度。
So, nice. All right. So, Bhagavad Gita chapter 8, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the look on?
22.
Nishirni.
22.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Gopi Jana Balava Kiri Bhagada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Dhamuna Jiva Dhamuna ChaYamuna Tira Manacham Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare 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 KrishnaKrishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Hare Okay Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale ShrimateBhakti Vedanta Swamini Tunami Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Tame Okay, we are going to read more Bhagavad Gita. So we're on Bhagavad Gita.Chapter 8, text number 22.
今天讲解的是《博迦梵歌》第八章第22节。
And that is Purusha Sa Parakparta Bhakcha Labhyas Tunanyaya Yasyantakstani Bhutani Yena Sarvamidam Tatam.Very nice verse, of course, that all means. Word for word. Purushaha.
Purushaha.
The personal, Supreme Personality.
至尊人格神首
Sa.
Sa.
He.
他
Para.
Para.
The Supreme.
至尊者
No one is greater.
没有谁比他更伟大的人。
Partha.
Partha.
The son of Prita.
Prita 之子啊。
Bhaktya.
Bhaktya.
By devotional service.
通过奉献服务。
Labhya.
Labhya.
Can be achieved.
可以被获得。
To. But.
但是。
Ananyaya.
Ananyaya.
Unalloyed.
纯粹没有偏差的。
Undeviating.
没有偏差的。
Yasya.
Yasya. 他的。
Antakshtani.
Antaki. Antakshtani.
Within.
内在的。
Bhutani.
Bhutani.
All of this material manifestation.
整个物质展示。
Yena.
Yena.
By whom?
有他。
Sarvam.
Sarvam.
All.
所有。
Idam.
Idam.
Whatever we can see.
我们所能看见的一切。
Tatam.
Tatam.
Is pervaded.
遍布。
Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all,is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present in his abode, he is all-pervading, and everything is situated within him.
译文：至尊人格神首比一切都伟大，可通过纯粹的奉爱真达，他虽住在自己的居所，却遍处万有，一切都在他之内。
Purport.It is here clearly stated that the supreme destination is the abode of Krishna. The Brahma Samhita describes this supreme abode as Ananda Chinmaya Rasa.A place where everything is full of spiritual bliss. All the variegatedness manifest there is not of the quality, is of the quality of spiritual bliss. Nothing there is material. That variegatedness is expanded as the supreme expansion of the Supreme Godhead himself. For the manifestation there is totally of the spiritual energyAs explained in chapter 7, as far as this material world is concerned, although the Lord is always with us in His supreme abode, He is nonetheless all-pervading by His spiritual energy. So by His spiritual and material energies, He is present everywhere, both in the material world and in the spiritual universes. Yasyantakstani means that everything is sustained within Him,within either of his spiritual or material energy. The Lord is all-pervading by these two energies. 、go ahead with that one.
Okay. 要旨。这里清楚地说明了一切不复返的至高无上的目的地，就是至尊的居所。梵天本集把这个至尊的居所描述为一切充满灵性喜乐之地 Ananda Chinmaya Rasa， 在那里缤纷多样的所有展示无不具有灵性喜乐的性质，那里绝无任何物质性的东西，这多姿多彩的扩展都是至尊人格神首自己的灵性扩展，正如第七章所阐释的， 那里的展示全部由灵气能量构成。至于这个物质世界，祖是以他的物质能量而变成万有的，虽然他永远在自己至高无上的居所里，因此他通过灵性能量和物质能量无所不在，既在与物质宇宙里，又在灵性宇宙里。梵文 Yasya Ta Stani 意思是说，一切都在他之内得以维系，不在他的灵性能量，就在他的物质能量之内，主以这两种能量变成万有。
Okay.
Yes.
Next paragraph. To enter Krishna's supreme abode or the innumerable Vaikuntha planets is possible only by bhakti, devotional service, as clearly indicated here by the word bhaktya. No other process can help one attain that supreme abode. The Vedas, Gopala Tapani, Upanishad 3.2 also describe the supreme abode Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Eko Vashi Sarvaga Krishna. And that supreme abode one Supreme Personality of Godhead whose name is Krishna. He is the supreme merciful deity, and although situated there, if one has expanded himself into millions and millions of plenary expansions. These Vedas compare the Lord to a tree standing still yet bearing many varieties of fruits, flowers, and changing leaves. The plenary expansions of the Lord who preside over the Vaikuntha planets are four-armed, and they are known by a variety of names. Purushottama, Trivikram, Keshava, Madhava, Aniruddha, Rishikesh, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Sridhar, Vasudev, Damodar, Janardhan, Narayan, Vamana, Padmanabha, etc. Okay?
Yes. 这里所用的梵文 Bhaktiya 一词已清楚地显示，要进入 Krishna 至高无上的居所，或进入无以速记的无忧行秀 Vaikuntha， 只有通过奉爱服务才有可能，其他任何途径都不能帮助人达到这至高无上的居所。韦达基《Gopala 奥义书》也描述了至高无上的居所和至尊人格神兽，在那个居所里只有一位至尊人格神兽，名字叫做 Krishna Eko Vasi Sarvagaha Krishna， 他是最仁慈的神，他虽然以个体身份居住在自己的居所中，却又同时扩展为千千万万数不胜数的全权扩展。韦达经把主比作一棵树，静静地立着，却挂满了各种果实、鲜花和不断更新的树叶。主的全权扩展中管辖着无忧行修的都是四臂形体，他们的名字很多，有 Purushottama、 Trivikrama、 Keshava、Madhava、 Aniruddha、 Rishikesha、 Sankarsana、 Pradyumna、 Sridhara、 Vasudeva、 Damodara、 Janardana、Narayana、 Vamana、 Padmanabha 等等不一而足。 Hare Krishna。
OK。 Om Ganesha Mirandasya Ganandana Shakya Chakshur Nirtanin Vancha Kalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha。So, again and again, we get this message, Bhakti Mam, you know, only by Bhakti.
我们一而再地得到这样的一个信息，就是 Bhakti Mam, 只有通过奉爱服务。
Bhakti is not just, you know, doing things. not simply like offering our cheek or things, but with feeling, with love for Krishna. That's bhakti. Bhakti means love.
Bhakti 并不是指只是外在的活动，只是指那些过分 RT 啊，做波高速波嘎啊等这些活动。Bhakti 更意味着怀着爱的情感。Bhakti 的意思是爱。
So there other types of yoga. We may go to heavenly planets, very high planets, even if one practices very difficult tapasya for a long time.
其他的瑜伽方法可能会帮助人提升到更高等的天堂境界。如果有的人做了很长时间的非常艰苦的苦行，可能会达到这样的成果。
But if we want to go, if we're fortunate and we want to go to Krishna, then, you know, even to Vaikuntha,only bhakti will get us there. You can't climb that. You can't go by, you know, mystic power. You can't go by yoga tapasya. You can't go by rocket ship. You can only go by bhakti.
嗯，但是如果一个人他足够幸运的话，他就会有希望去到 Vaikuntha 灵性世界，而去到那里的条件。不是靠你的神秘力量，或者是苦行，或者是物质的成就。
So we're very fortunate in Kali Yuga. You know, Lord Chaitanya has made bhakti down to the essence of what we need to do to make it very simple.
但是呢，我们是非常幸运的。因为我们在这个年代卡利年代主铁泰亚的仁慈他把这个奉爱的精髓使得我们都可以触及
Hari Nama Hari Nama Hari Nama Iva Kevala Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranyata In the Kali Yuga only by bhakti can we Only by chanting, and chanting is so simple.
在这段祷文中讲到，在这卡利年代，只有通过唱诵圣名，唱诵圣名，唱诵圣名，否其他别无他法。
And Krishna kindly came and exhibited his transcendental abode, so that we become attracted and we can understand this is the goal, but.How to get there is by a service attitude.
而且 Krishna 亲自降临这个星球来展示他的居所，让我们受到吸引，让我们明白我们的目标是那里，并且达到那里的唯一方法就是通过服务的心态。
So it's not just, you know, what we're doing, but what kind of consciousness we have when we're doing it.
所以并不在重要的并不是我们做什么而是我们在做的过程当中所具有的心态
We're doing it for Krishna's pleasure for pleasure of the guru not expecting anything in return we get Krishna is very happy with that.
如果我们是为了让 Krishna 高兴让 guru 高兴而不祈求任何的回报那么这种心态就非常取悦 Krishna.
So, can you, we hang up and you call me again, so I can connect in a different way.
Okay, Maharaj, we call in group. Is that okay?
Yeah, just right away, no problem.
好，可能那个，我们先挂断一下，大家重新再连接，请大家稍等片刻。Hari Bol.
Okay, we got it.
Okay.
That's it. once more.
好，师弟们，可能姑姑说再 call 一次，我就挂断了哈。
好的。咕噜他没有上线。
Okay.
好的。
This is the only one that's working. The internet's all funny again. I think it's the hot weather.
Sorry.
I've got three different connections, but this is the only one that's working. So, anyway, you know, it's, many people, they can't understand, you know, that it's so simple. You just serve Krishna and whatever, with whatever, offer Krishna whatever you have, whatever abilities, you know, whether money or, you know, what it is, we offer to Krishna. Well, he doesn't need big, big things. He can use anything. Smallest thing can be more valuable than someone who's giving, you know, freely from the heart and not asking Krishna for anything except more service.
那有的人呢，他很难相信。无论一个人他把他所有的任何东西，能力也好，钱也好，其他的东西也好，那么供奉给 Krishna 他都会接受。那有的人可能会想啊，我只有做那些大的事情啊，大的钱，或者是做一些伟大的事业， Krishna 他才会欣赏。但实际上，如果一个人他用真心去供奉的话，哪怕是一些很小的钱，很小的能力，很小的你所拥有的东西，但是对 Krishna 而言，可能他会觉得更有价值。
But the very advanced devotees, they're just asking Krishna for more service.
They're
thanking Krishna all the time for letting him serve.
然而一位进步的奉献者，他唯一向 Krishna 祈求的就是能够服务他的机会，而且他会一直在感谢着 Krishna 能够给予他服务的机会。
Sometimes devotees, if you ask them what they say, I want prema.
有时候我们问奉献者你想要什么，他们会回答说我要对 Krishna 纯粹的爱 prema.
If they don't know what prema is, they just think it's some kind of unlimited happiness. So it's actually like a material desire only.
但实际上他们并不了解 prema 到底意味着什么，他们会认为 prema 就是有点像这种无穷无尽的无限的快乐一样，其实这种愿望更接近于是物质愿望，可以说是物质愿望。Are you going, Maharaj?好像这个连接不上了，好，我们再回家。Hi, Krishna.
Okay.
Yes.
Looks like you're back.
Fevers is much more better.
So, you know, Rupa Goswami describes there's sadhu sangha, we meet devotees, then we get a little faith, and then we start to practice.
如果所谓的讲就是说我们得到萨珠桑嘎奉献者的联谊，然后呢我们会培养起信心，然后呢就开始放海修习。
Then once we start practicing, you know, some kind of sadhana.
当我们开始修习一些规范，做一些sadhana的规范修习的之后。
Then we want to become steady.
然后呢，我们就会变得越来越稳定。我们在做sadhana的时候，我们在做sadhana的时候呢，有时候呢，可能我们是毫无冒犯的，有时候呢，又带着冒犯去做，所以呢，不是太稳定，刚开始的时候。Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Thank you. Krishna. And, you know, only reason for practicing is to please Krishna.
但是我们休息的唯一的原因就是为了取悦 Krishna.
So most of us are at that stage and we should be praying when what do we want? We want to be really good devotees, practice nicely.
Maharaj, which stage? Because previous there's interruption.
It's breaking up a lot. Maybe try
yes.
one more time.
Previous connection is better.
Really bad. Okay.
好，那我们好像继续。今天网络不是很稳定了。
Let's stop again. Try one more time.
Okay. Okay. 谢谢大家姐，我们再说。
I'm trying three different, you know, different ways to connect, and this is the only one that's working.
你跟Maharaj说，他的现在的Skype没有上线，他显示是断线状态的。你看看他的连线好像有问题。
他说重新再连接一次，要不
重新，你刚刚重新启动一下电脑，
重新启动电脑，
对，重新登录，把这个 Skype 重新登录，因为他现在是显示是没有登录的，所以说可能这连线有问题。
Maharaj, can you just off Skype, then load on Skype again?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Now then you. Okay.
So anyway, in Nectar Devotion, you'll find these steps. So we want to become nishtya, means fixed up in our service. We never deviate, like Bhagavatam says, unmotivated and undeviating.
在《奉爱的纲》卢帕古斯瓦米的《奉爱纲领》一书当中。对于奉爱服务中的阶段有清晰的阐释，那么我们呢，希望能够达到其中所讲的稳定的阶段，即你想的阶段，而不应该像《国家梵歌》中所讲的一样，就是偏离，去偏离，或者是不稳定。
Of course, we have to be motivated, otherwise we'd never do anything. But it means we want to be spiritually motivated.Not that I want money, I want fame, I want, you know, dhanam, dhanam, sundari. We want Krishna.
我们应这就意味着我们应该做这些活奉爱服务的动机应该是为了取悦 Krishna 这样的灵性的动机，而不是出于任何为了求取财色美貌等等。
But Krishna means service. That's, we want service to Krishna.Chanting the holy name is seeing Krishna, being with Krishna.
Krishna 意味着服务，我们唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra 意味着我们要跟 Krishna 在一起，服务 Krishna.
So that's what we're asking for when we chant. Please let me serve.
所以这也是我们在唱诵的时候我们所祈求的，求求您让我来服务您吧。
So we findover and over again in the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, same things. There's no difference between these different scriptures.
我们在国家梵歌当中以及圣典国家法坛中都反反复复的听到同样的内容。
Because we need to hear things again and again.
因为我们需要反反复复的来聆听这些内容。
And Krishna is everywhere.
Krishna 他无所不在，而且他无时不刻的无处不在。
Sometimes we devotees are asking, you know, well, if Krishna's in his supreme abode, Goloka, he's everywhere.
有时候奉献者会问 ，Krishna 是不是在他的自尊的星宿 Goloka 呢？其实 Krishna 他是无处不在的。
When there's an incarnation, an avatar, anywhere in the universe, Krishna doesn't have to leave Goloka and stop his Leela there and put on a costume or something and, you know, look like a Varaha or a Matsya. He's still in Vrindavan enjoying. His energy does it.Everything else.
尽管 Krishna 化身到宇宙各个星球上，但是呢，Krishna 他自己本人还是在他原初的星宿 Goloka Vrindavan 在那里上演的逍遥时光。那无论是他展现为 Valaha 的形体，还是 Matsya 鱼的形体，但是 Krishna 他始终，这些都是 Krishna 的能量所展示的。Krishna 本人始终在他的。居所原初的居所 Goloka Vrindavan.
So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a Chincha Beda Beda Tattva.
这也是为什么主 Chaitanya 教导了我们 A Chincha Beda Beda Tattva 不可思议的记忆哲学。
Whatever it is, it's inconceivable. The mind cannot imagine and make up what is Krishna.
有关于 Krishna 的一切都是不可思议的，我们的头脑是无法想象明白的。
Beyond the mind，
是超然于这个心意的。
Even if we look closely at， we can't understand the size or the how many different planets there are, even our own body. We can't understand it.
我们的知识无法了解这个星球、这个宇宙的所有的信息，甚至我们无法了解我们这个躯体之内的所有情况。
So we're chanting, we're reading everything to associate with Krishna.
无论是我们唱诵还是阅读，所有这一切都跟 Krishna 有关。
And when we read even Bhagavad Gita, we're associating with Krishna and Arjuna both.
当我们在阅读薄伽梵歌的时候，我们是在跟 Krishna 和 Arjuna 一起联谊。
We're witnessing their conversations.
我们亲眼目睹的他们之间的对话。
And what he's teaching Arjuna is not only for Arjuna, for us to memorize, it's just guiding us, it's for us, we're all living entities, it's for all of us.
How 他对 Arjuna 的教导他对 Arjuna 的教导并不是只是针对 Arjuna, 而是对我们所有人讲的，就是如何在遇到困难的时候来应对。
Our difficulties are very small compared to Arjuna's.
我们所面临的困难相比于 Arjuna 而言实在是微不足道。
He's sitting in the middle of gigantic armies and he's supposed to lead the fight.
他在面对着两支庞大的军队正在跃跃欲战的这样的一个情势之下。
And he knows everybody's going to be killed.
而且他也清楚地知道在场上的所有人都会被杀死。
And Krishna put him into illusion that it was going to be sinful. He should just go away and, you know, be a beggar or something.
而且 Krishna 把他放在一种迷惑之下，让他困惑于 就是害怕所有人都会死去，会遭受罪恶等等。
Even though he knew he would win because Krishna was there and he would be a king, he's thinking, well, why should I be greedy for the kingdom? These other people want the kingdom so badly, let them have it.
尽管他知道 Krishna 在，有 Krishna 在，他也知道自己肯定会赢，并且能够赢得王国，但是他仍然困惑于我。如果所有人都死了，那我要这个王国做什么的
？So we may think like you know too much trouble. Krishna tells Arjuna, think of me and fight, so that we have to fight our own mind, fight our weaknesses, fight our material desires, and offer everything to Krishna. That's the best way to fight.
有时候我们会想，哎呀，这个事情太麻烦了，我不想去做了。但是呢？我们如果是为了这是Krishna 或是灵性导师的命令，那么我们应该与自己的心意、自己的软弱、自己的物质欲望做斗争，然后去实现这个事情。
And our weapon is the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita and the holy name. The holy name is special.
我们的武器就是圣典薄伽梵坛、薄伽梵歌，尤其是还有圣名。
That will knock out the Maya everywhere. If we just keep chanting.
如果我们能够持续不断的在念诵圣名，那么就能够把所就说所到之处都能够把玛雅给打败。
No matter how much.Fallen we are, no matter how deeply attached we are to enjoying in the material.
无论我们多么的堕落，多么的依附于物质感官享乐。
If we have on Krishna's side, like Arjuna knew, that if Krishna's at peace with Krishna, he will win.
就好像。Arjuna 知道 Krishna 站在自己这一边，他自己无论如何都会赢。
Duryodhana didn't understand that.
Duryodhana 不了解这一点。
So he thought just by the size of his army and the great fighters on his side, he would win.
所以他认为只要自己有庞大的军队，那些武艺高超的将士们都能站在自己这一方，那么他就自己能够，他就能赢。
So sometimes people ask, why was Bhishma, you know, fighting on the other side against Krishna?
有时候人们会问，为什么 Bhishma 祖父会站在 Krishna 的对立面，跟 Krishna 作战
？And there's all these explanations about duty and everything.
当然有很多解释关于履行职责等等
Kshatriya culture
Kshatriya 的文化
But that's not the ultimate reason
但这些都不是终极的原因
You know he had a vow But ultimately everything is arranged by Krishna
当然他也立过誓言但是终极而言一切都是由 Krishna 安排的
And Prabhupada explained that Krishna arranged that to show that no matter how powerful you are, if you're against Krishna, you're not, then you cannot win.
Prabhupada 说，通过这个是在告诉我们，无论你有多么强有力，如果你是反对 Krishna， 那么你必将失败。
But even the poorest or weakest or anything person who really takes shelter of Krishna, they can cross over the ocean of birth and death by the mercy of Krishna.
但是相反，那些无论是多么贫穷、多么软弱的人，如果他托庇于 Krishna 的话，他都能够轻而易举地跨越生死之洋。
The unlimited ocean of material problems and suffering becomes very, very small by the mercy of Krishna.
这个物质存在滋养无限多的这些痛苦，就会变得非常非常微不足道。
It's like the size of a hoofprint of a baby cow.
就好像一个小牛犊的牛蹄印这么浅。
No, that's very small. Anyone can step across it.
一个小牛犊，它的牛蹄踩下留下的这个足印。是非常非常浅，非常非常小的，任何人都可以跨过去。
So that's why everything is just take shelter of Krishna and don't worry.
所以这里的要点就是一切都只要去完全的脱避 Krishna 而不要担心。
Throughout all the scriptures, Krishna makes this promise.
在所有的这些经典当中 Krishna 都一直在强调这一点。
As we develop faith in Krishna, then you know we will faith means we really believe it and we don't have any doubts. You know, that's what we're our level is working on that to chant without offense.
就是主要做的就是我们要完全相信毫无怀疑并且尽我们在我们的能力范围之内努力的去毫无冒犯的唱诵圣名。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Kabhi Habi Bolo Sedi Namar Aparada Guchi Shudanama Ruchi, you know, when oh when will I have this day when I can chantwithout offense and then I'll get a taste for the holy name.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的祷文中写道何时我才会毫无冒犯的带着对圣名的品味来唱诵圣名。
Of course there's different degrees of taste. So we may say, well, I like chanting, you know, that's good, that's one step.
当然品味有不同的层面，你可能说我喜欢唱诵，当然这个已经达到喜欢的层面已经很好了。
But sometimes we can think I'm too busy, I have too many problems, I can't chant.
但有时候呢我们会想
I don't have time to serve Krishna.
我太忙了，我有很多事情要做，我没有时间服务 Krishna, 我没有时间唱诵。
But the real taste means that we can't stop chanting ever.Impossible. We just love it.
但真正的品味意味着我们无论在任何时候，我们都无法克制的想去念诵，要去念诵，因为我们爱念诵。
Then we might get a shakti.
这样子我们就会得到 a shakti, 就是对 Krishna 的依附之情。
Really attached to Krishna,
就是真正的爱 Krishna, 真正的很依恋 Krishna,
wanting nothing but to please Krishna, like the gopis.
就是你唯一所想要的就是去取悦 Krishna.
And when that becomes very, very strong, we can have Baba.
当这种情感变得真的非常非常强烈的时候，那么我们就达到了 Baba.
When there's ecstatic symptoms, and
就是展现出这种狂乐的喜乐之情。
And nobody's ever thinking I want prema or anything. They're just loving Krishna.
在那个时候，他全身心的沉浸在对 Krishna 爱之中，他也不会想着哦哟，我要达到 prema, 我要得到。
And then, you know, feeling ecstasy and just begging for more service and association with devotees.
然后他达到了这种极乐，总是渴求着服务，渴求着能够与奉献者联谊。
And serving devotees is the best way to please Krishna.
服务奉献者是取悦 Krishna 的最好方法。
That, you know, to really serve all devotees, we need humility like anything.
如果一个人他要能够去服务所有奉献者，就需要达到一种很深的谦卑。
We have to, you know, realize that this is in all the devotees' heart, not only the ones I like, the advanced devotees, but all devotees.
我们应该觉悟到 ，Krishna 他在所有的奉献者心里，不仅仅只在那些年长的奉献者心里。
So then, at some point, prema may just come.
然后呢，到了一定的时候，这种 prema 对 Krishna 纯粹的爱自动就会产生。
So we should be working on offenseless chant.
所以我们应该从避免就毫无冒犯的念诵开始，就是在妙法念诵的时候避免冒犯开始。
And we can get that by.Developing a service attitude.
我通过培养一种服务的心态，能够培养这种毫无冒犯的念诵。
We want nothing but to serve Krishna.
我们除了服务 Krishna 之外，其他什么都不想要。
Okay. So
let's 好。
Have a little time for questions.
好。我们是在讲课就到这里，然后今天来看一下大家问题哈。第一个问题是幸运星的问题，感恩咕噜对百忙之中的精彩讲课，请接受我卑微的顶拜。在念诵姜卡时，突然幸运里冒出至尊奥义祈祷文的赞美 ，Krishna 既完整又完美，一切流演至他的这样赞美诗，这样有助于觉悟，还是在冒犯呢？
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. Question from Xi Yun Xi. Bhakti Ali. Thank you for good days, wonderful lecture. Please accept my humble obeisance. When I was Bapa, suddenly the verse in Isha Upanishad float in my mind.And it's about glorifying Lord Krishna, who is complete and perfect. And everything was originated from him. So this kind of thing appear in my mind. Is that helpful for my self-realization, or it is a kind of offense?
Special mercy.
如果你的心意中浮现出这样的诗句的话，那只是你得到了主无缘的仁慈，特别的仁慈。
Because we want to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna.
因为我们所想要的是总是能够记得 Krishna， 永远不忘记 Krishna。
So if something reminds us of scripture or anything.
任何能够提醒我们记住Krishna 以及 Krishna 的话语经典，这些内容都是非常有帮助的。
So advanced, more advanced devotees will everything will remind them of Krishna one way or another, good or bad, so called good or so called bad.
所以因为进步的奉献者他会把一切事物都看得跟 Krishna 有关联，无论是所谓的好事还是坏事。
We'll remember the scripture, we'll remember Krishna's activities.
我们要总是能够记着经典，总是记忆着 Krishna 的活动。
Something like if you come to a program and there's many shoes outside.
有时候我们去参加一个分享一个节目，我们会看到门口有很多鞋子。
And you see your friend's shoes or something. My friend is here. They become very happy.
然后你就看到你朋友的鞋子，你就想，哦，我的朋友也来了，然后你觉得很开心。
Same thing. We can remember Krishna. Everything will remind us of.
就是这些都会帮助你记得 Krishna。
And the more we read about Krishna, the more that will happen.
当我们越多的阅读有关 Krishna 的事情，那么这样的意念就会越经常的展现。
That's why, like, Krishna gives us chapter in the Bhagavad Gita where he's saying all these things. I'm the light of the sun and the moon. I'm the taste of water.
这也是为什么 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中会讲到我是水中的甘味，我是日月的光华。
And if we remember that, whenever we drink water, we see the ocean, you know, among bodies of water, I am the ocean.You know, all these that we see, a tiger or a lion, you know, all those things, we'll remember. Oh yeah, Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says.
如果我们能够记住这些的话，那每当我们喝水的时候，或者是我们面对的海洋，或者是我们感知到自己体内的水元素的存在的时候，我们都能够想起 Krishna， 或者是我们看到一只老虎，我们也能够想到Krishna。
So even when we see crazy things, we can say, well, that's the mode of ignorance. No, that's the mode of passion.
当我们接触到那些非常疯狂愚蠢的事情的时候，我们就能想起这是处在愚昧形态当中，这是 Krishna 的知识。
And then remember the Bhagavad Gita.
然后就又由此而想起薄伽梵歌中的论述。
Okay.
可以吗？好，好，下一个问题，来自 Krishna Prabhu， Hare Krishna， 顶拜 Kavi Chandra Swami Maharaj， 感谢您为我们带来的灵性早餐。这里我有一个问题，我们有一位好朋友，他正在医科大学里学习，目前他的学业里有一门课程是必须要拿小动物，就是小白鼠做活体的解剖实验。他告诉我，在接下来一年的课程里，他一个人就要拿500多只小白鼠被做实验。他为此非常困扰，他晚上睡不着觉，也会做噩梦。他不知道该怎么选择。如果他选择放弃，一定会影响他的学习成绩和毕业。但是不放弃的话，他要为此残忍的杀害更多无辜的生命。难道他可以把这个当作为 Krishna 而去做活体解剖实验吗？谢谢。Krishna Prabhu's question, I'll listen to you, and thanks for your spiritual feast. The question is about one of his friends who is studying in a medical school. Because there is one course, he have to use a small animal.Small mouse for living and anatomy experiment. So, in the coming 1 year, he have to use 500, more than 500, this small mouse. So, he is very confused and cannot fall asleep. And many, so,he don't know how to choose. If he give up this course, then maybe he will face that with
Hare Krishna. 那个马扎就掉线了，对。
好的。那我们
好，你又连上。
Hare Krishna. Sorry, Maharaj. Yes.Sorry, I continue the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard the question.
This boy, he don't know what to choose because on one side, if he give up this experiment course, he will fail the course and maybe cannot get graduate. But if he doing this...
every doctor, many devotees are doctors, they all have to go to...through that. So, it's, you know, but then when they become doctors, if they have good conscience, they can help a lot of people. So,
有很多奉献者，他们都是医生啊，他们都有过这样的经历体验。那么，但是呢，当他们能够得到这个医师资格证，成为一名医生之后呢，他们就可以帮助更多人。
So, you know, we just have to tolerate.
所以我们就不得不去容忍。
Alright.
Maharaj, can he do this to consider this as a service to Krishna?
Yeah, something like that, because his goal is to be a doctor and help people.
就是如果他的目标是成为一名医生，能够帮助更多人的话。
So,Some things have to be that way, I guess, you know, like surgery. You know, I don't know what it is, but that's the way things are nowadays in the material world. They just have this kind of idea that, you know. So, like, just pray Krishna, forgive me. You know, I'm doing what they asked me to do, and I want to be a doctor and serve you in that way.
可能这就是要向 Krishna 祈祷 Krishna 请原谅我，因为我希望能够成为医生，并且以此能够帮助更多人。
Alright
可以吗？
Because all medical schools do that.
因为所有的医学院都有这样的课程。确实Maharaj, next question from Olivia.
Yeah.
顶拜古鲁，感恩翻译甜美的声音，让我们更好的和 Krishna 联谊。请问听课的时候默默念诵是冒犯吗 ？Hare Krishna. Obeisances to you, Maharaj. When we are listening to the lectures, can we chant silently? Is that a kind of offense?
Hare Krishna.
A chant in heart, by heart.
I don't understand, sir.
When listening to the lecture, but we chant silently in heart. Is that a kind of offense?
We talk silently?
A chant Hare Krishna in heart.
That's all right.
这没有问题，你可以唱诵，默默的念诵。
There's a story from Vrindavan. There was one devotee who was just constantly chanting, not silent, but always chanting.
在 Vrindavan 有这样的一个故事，有一位奉献者，他是不断的念诵的，他不仅仅是默默的念诵，他就是。不停地在念诵圣名。
Because they had real love and attachment, they always chanted.
因为他们对持续不断的念诵圣名有着很深的依附和爱，很爱这个不断的念诵。
And they came to a lecture of one of the Goswamis or something.
有一次，他就去到一位 Goswami 的课堂上听课。
But they were chanting.
但是呢，他们却还是在不停的念诵。
And somebody chastised them, you shouldn't chant.
有人就骂他们，就指责他们说，啊，你不应该念诵，在听课的时候你们不要念，不要念诵。
But the senior devotee who was speaking said, no, they should be chanting, no problem.
但是也等奉献者却说，你们不要阻止他们，如果他们想，他们这样的情况下，他们想念就让他们念吧。
They were chanting, you know, give me service, but just silently, you know, I think it's okay.
我们念诵就是为了能够给予我们服务，如果我们是心里默默的念圣名的话，那应该是没有问题。
You're really listening to the lecture.
但就要保证的是我们是真的在听听这个课程。
OK
啊，可以吗？
We should be chanting all the time.
我们应该就是24小时持续不断的念诵圣名。
Right
啊，可以吗？
OK
好， Thank you Maharaj.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
好，非常感谢大家。 Hare Krishna.
Sorry for the internet difficulties, but that's the nature of the material world.
啊，虽然今天我们这个网络也很不是很稳定，但是这就是物质世界的本性，我们都要容忍。
If you want to connect with Krishna, you don't need any internet or computer or anything.
但是如果我们想跟 Krishna 连接的话，就不需要什么电脑啊、网络啊。
All we need to do is pray and chant.
我们所应该所要做的就是祈祷念诵 Krishna 就立刻能够接收到信号。
We pray to Krishna in any language.
No, 无论我们用什么语言向 Krishna 祈祷， Krishna 都听得懂。
We don't always hear his reply.
Sorry Maharaj.
We don't always hear Krishna, but he hears us.
啊，我们不知道我们是不是听到了 Krishna 对我们的回应，但是呢 ，Krishna 他毫无疑问是听到我们的。
And he answers our prayers, but not always in the way we think it best.
他总是会回应我们的祈祷，但是呢，并不总是以我们想要的方式来回应。
I heard about one girl that was.On the Prickham, I guess, and she got inspired and she was praying Krishna to help her become tolerant.
有一个女孩她就在绕拜，然后呢她就在祈祷 Krishna 请让我学习容忍。
And the next day, one of the other women moved in the tent or something and was very, very difficult person.
第二天他在绕拜的帐篷里就搬进了一个奉献者，是非常非常难相处的奉献者。
So at first he was disturbed.
刚开始他心里就很受干扰。
Then she realized I was praying to be tolerant, so Krishna sends me a situation where I have to be tolerant, have to practice.
然后他就意识到，哦，是我在祈求 Krishna 让我学会容忍。于是呢 ，Krishna 安排了这位奉献者来让我练习容忍。
So that's the proper understanding.
所以这就是对事情的正确的理解。
Okay, 谢谢。
好，再次感谢大家。Hare Krishna, thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Bol.
Hare Bol. 好 ，Hare Krishna.